Warriors-Cavs Game 3, a battle in Cleveland where the Warriors rallied from an early deficit then stayed in the fight while powered by a stellar performance from Kevin Durant. KD, 43 points with 6 trays, 7 assists, and 13 rebounds. The bench, a huge factor as Jordan Bell delivered 10 points and 6 boards, while Andre Iguodala's return to action, a steadying influence, especially late, as the Warriors pull away for the 110-102 win, taking a 3-0 lead in this series. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Coach Ken Miller, you got another fantastic game out of Kevin Durant, but it seems that these games are coming down to guys like in game two, it was McGee and Livingston, and then your production from those two. And can you speak about the performance Jordan Bell had in just 12 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, we're not playing our bench as many minutes in this series as we have in the past, at least in the last few years. But we're getting really good production from Sean's had a tremendous series. Jordan Bell was really good tonight. I mean, we needed his athleticism and his ability to guard multiple positions. And JaVale gave us great minutes as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of depth. We've got a lot of guys who can play, and they're all chipping in. But we should probably go back to Kevin Durant, shouldn't we? That was amazing what he did out there tonight. Some of those shots, I don't think anybody in the world can hit those but him. He was incredible.
Barrier News Group. Steve, what did you think of Andre Iguodala's performance?
Andre was really good. He gave us much needed minutes. You know, I didn't expect to play him 22 minutes. One thing with Andre is that he's not like most players in terms of needing rhythm and needing minutes to get his conditioning back. He just never gets tired. Even when he's been out 2.5 weeks and hasn't really been running much at all, he's still able to play through all that. You know, he's a plus 14, typical Andre line. You might look at it and go, yeah, he had 8 points and whatever. But, you know, he gives us another guy to guard LeBron, and he gives us another guy to settle us down and, you know, keep us on the right path.
And, Steve, can you just talk about what exactly happened when you went back to the locker room right before the first half and how he's doing?
Oh, how Andre was doing? I think he banged his other leg. So I don't think it was the knee that had been injured. That was the word I got.
Second row on the left.
Coach Kerr, Ron Potesta, the Sports Animal 1390 in Youngstown. Piggybacking on Kevin Durant's unbelievable performance, given the fact Steph Curry was 3 of 16 from the floor, 1 of 10 from three-point range, just how important was Durant's night given those numbers from Steph Curry?
Well, this is, you know, the beauty of this team and the luxury that we have of having, you know, multiple big-time scorers. You know, there's going to be nights like this for all of them. You know, Steph was 3 for 16, 1 for 10, but as usual, he hit a big one. He always finds a way to make big plays even on his toughest nights. But, you know, we got a lot of guys who can score and fill it up, and they lift each other up if one of them's having a tough night. And, yeah, it's pretty nice luxury as a coach, that's for sure.
Tim on the left side standing.
Tim Kawakami, the Athletics team over here. At some point, did you just switch and just say, Kevin, we're going to initiate everything with you, and maybe Steph get in the corner there and let's see what Kevin can do here?
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously running a lot of screen and rolls, Steph was not making his shot, but Kevin got it rolling, so, you know, we just flipped it around and we had Steph set a couple screens for him, but, you know, we basically just tried to initiate with Kevin, and, you know, he made so many great difficult shots, but he also had 7 assists, and he's moving the ball. I just like the way he's attacking. You know, he's not waiting around. He's attacking right away on the catch, and it's devastating to have to guard that.
Phil here in the front.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa, Press Democrat. Kevin Love really hurt you guys in the first half, rebounding and shooting. Seemed like second half the team did a better job against him. What changed?
I think our attention to detail – on the glass got better. I think they had 10 offensive boards in the first half and only 5 in the second. The way we are built and the way Cleveland is built, they've got an edge there. So our guards really have to get back into the play. And it's not enough if you look and you see somebody has Tristan Thompson boxed out one-on-one. That's not enough. Our guards got to go back and crack down and put another body on him. And same with Love. And did a better job of that in the second half.
Tim in the back right.
Tim Reynolds with the Associated Press. Steve, to kind of keep going on the first half for a second, given the way that Steph and Clay had shot, I know KD hit the big three late in the half, but how fortunate did you feel going in only down, I think, 6, what it was?
Yeah, we felt very fortunate to only be down 6. I think we were down 12 early in the game, and they were getting every rebound, and we couldn't make a shot. So, you know, Kevin was the story in the first half, just keeping us in the game, and then he was the story in the second half as well, closing it out.
Second to last row in the back.
Coach Logan Murdoch Berry at News Group. We talked about JaVale a little bit in that, but you know he hasn't played this much since I think the San Antonio series. What has he been for you guys, not only in this game, but how has he been, you know, when he hasn't been playing and all that? Yeah.
No, he's been great, just like the rest of the guys. I mean, we've got a team full of guys who understand that sometimes their number will be called, sometimes it won't. You know, Zaza's been tremendous throughout the postseason in terms of being a leader and keeping guys on edge, keeping them motivated. And JaVale's been in and out of the lineup. You know, he started against the Spurs the whole series in the first round and didn't play much the next two. But he stayed ready, and he got his work in with the rest of the guys during those weeks. Kept his conditioning up, and he's giving us a huge lift now.
Anthony in the back.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. Steve, right, I was just wondering if the way Durant rebounds, especially early in the game, indicates to you what type of night he's going to have. I think he had 7 first quarter rebounds and was active on the glass.
It's always a good indicator. You know, when he's active defensively and on the glass, it's a good indicator that he's going to have a big night. And his overall game tonight was, I mean, ridiculous. The passing, the rebounding, the scoring. And it wasn't just the number of points. It seemed like every time we needed a bucket, he got it for us.
Tom, last one in the back.
Tom Reed, The Athletic. Steve, again, in game two, it seemed LeBron got his triple-double, but it seemed like you guys really made him work for everything he got tonight. Can you talk, and you threw a lot of bodies at him.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the way that you played against him? And did you think that he kind of wore down there toward the end?
I don't think he wore down, but it definitely helped us to have Andre back tonight and have another body on him. It helped us stay fresher. I thought that was the big difference. You know, LeBron's going to do what he does every single night. We know that. But having Andre out there for 20-plus minutes gave KD a little bit of a rest and gave Draymond a little bit of a rest and Clay. And so I think we were able to stay fresher over the course of the game with Andre back.
Here's what we heard from KD afterward.
Kevin, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. I've been in these press conferences for a few weeks with you since the Houston series, and people keep asking you the question about Game 3 last year in the finals. Is it the defining moment of your career? And, you know, you've said repeatedly that it's not. What does it say to all those people who are asking you about last year when you basically repeat the same thing in this situation? And did it feel similar?
It's a different game, different season. I mean, different feel. You know, it's just a different vibe around the team and around just everything's just different. I'm not done playing basketball yet, so I don't really look at these as defining moments. I don't want to downplay anything, but I don't want to act like this is the end of the road, you know. So just get back to work tomorrow and, you know, figure out a better game plan. I thought we did some things tonight that we need to correct if we want to win the next game. So, I mean, I'm just really just trying to come in and be the best teammate player I can be until, you know, this thing is over. So, you know, I just got to stay locked in.
Back right.
Kevin, Reed Forgrave with CBSSports.com. Right here. given the stakes of this game, given the fact that the Cavs came out so strong, how much was it on your mind, and given the fact that your teammates were struggling, how much was it on your mind that so much of this game was on your shoulders?
I didn't think about it at all. I just tried to play hard defense, try to rebound as best as I could, and if my shots were there, I'd just take them patiently and with poise. And you know, I found some good spots, and my teammates did a great job of setting screens for me, setting me up. You know, coach did a great job of calling plays for me, and I just tried to come through and be aggressive just to do something, you know. So, you know, but my main concern was defensive effort and intensity and rebounding.
Chris, standing on the left.
Chris Haynes, ESPN. Kev, you told me that when it comes to the big three in the fourth quarter, you felt like Steph's three was the biggest one. Why would you say that?
I just felt like, especially the way he was missing shots tonight. He was struggling to shoot the ball, and the confidence that he had to pull that one up. And it's just the momentum of the game kind of just turned in our favor at that point. And I know they hit a three coming back down afterwards, but they took like three or four shots to get one. So I felt like they were searching for a three, but I think we were just, you know, we stayed poised through it all. We made good plays. Then Andre came down and hit a dunk, and that just that moment came down and got a nice dunk. But that momentum started when, you know, we got to stop first, and when Steph came down and took that three, no conscience, no matter how many shots that he missed. So, you know, that's what I love about him.
And the starters as a whole were struggling offensively. Did you know during the game that you would have to try to keep this pace up offensively to keep you guys in it?
No, I just tried to, you know, each time down, just focus on each possession down. I mean, if we get a good shot down, no matter who takes it, you know, I think we're all cool with that. So I think defensively is what we came to play in the second half. And we're going to need more of that effort, especially for a full 48 if we want to win.
Ann, over here in the third row.
Ann Killian with the San Francisco Chronicle. Kevin, when you took that big shot, that big three, Draymond turned around and was like roaring right in your face.
Yes.
And you looked completely calm. Is that being in the zone? Can you describe what your feeling was? Is that the poise you just mentioned? And also, were you aware, or how soon were you aware that there was a similarity between last year's shot?
Don't get me wrong. Every time I make a shot in the NBA, I get excited. I just internalize it a little bit as I get older, a little bit more than I did when I was a younger player. So I was definitely excited. It's hard to make shots at this level in the NBA, and I understand that. But at the same time, I knew the game wasn't over. I seen some crazy stuff happen playing in my years of playing basketball, not just in the NBA, but just overall. So we were up six with 25 seconds to go, I think, or, you know, so anything could happen, man. So, you know, I just tried to make sure that we came out and, you know, didn't foul a three-point shooter or didn't give up a wide-open three or got too excited about that play. I just tried to just stay in the zone of trying to win the game, and we'll figure everything else out after the game's over. So I just tried to wait till the buzzer goes off to even think about anything else.
Were you aware that
it was very similar to last year? Nah, not at all. I just took the shot.
Mark, front left.
Kevin, Mark Medina Bay Area News Group. Just the fact that Clay and Steph weren't hitting shots early and you were, how much of your workload was kind of by design of carrying a larger load versus just it happening naturally?
It just happened within the flow. I wasn't expecting to come out and shoot a lot of shots or just look to score. I was just trying to play great defense and, you know, run the plays that coach draws up and just run with, you know, the flow of what our offense is like throughout a game. So I try not to think about just scoring. But, you know, we struggled to shoot the ball early on, and I felt like I had some good looks. And, you know, I just started asking for more of them, and, you know, I was able to knock down some shots for us.
Third row on the left side.
Dan Feldman, NBC Sports. What did it mean to you, the enthusiasm Steph showed on a lot of your shots, especially because of the night he was having?
I mean, I just love that support from my teammates, and I think we all just support each other in a real, with a real childlike approach to the game, and that's rare in the NBA because we're all professionals, we're all grown men, but I think having guys that just get so excited about, you know, a good play, a good block, or a good rotation, or a good shot, or dagger shot, I think everybody gets excited for the small parts of the game, and Steph is one of those guys that just brings that joy And that's, you know, that's what the Warriors is all about, is just us having some fun out there, but also being, you know, poised and all those good words.
Tom and Anthony, last two questions, back left.
Tom Reed, The Athletic. Kevin, as well as they played in the first half, I think they were up by like 13 with 4 minutes left in the half. How important was that spurt just to get to halftime down six? You hit a few big key shots and your team got it to six.
Yeah, we just we didn't want to panic and, you know, let them push the lead from 12 to 16, 17 going into the half. So, you know, we knew that they were knocking down shots and we knew that we had some breakdowns that we can correct. And on the offensive side of the ball, we just kept moving the ball, finding the mismatches, and just being aggressive, all of us, to score. I thought Jordan Bell was tremendous tonight. JaVale McGee was tremendous tonight, and just giving us that, you know, rim presence, somebody that can catch the lob and that open it up for everybody else. So, you know, it's stuff that you really don't see as a normal fan or somebody watching the game. Like, JaVale and Jordan brought that for us, and I think that was key. And, you know, in the first half, at the end of the first half, those guys coming in and Andre and the bench did a great job of kind of settling us down a little bit.
Anthony, last question, back left.
Anthony Sutter with The Athletic. How much did you beat yourself up after the missed box out late in game one?
No,
how,
I didn't.
How much did that maybe, did it refocus you at all to rebound more? And when you do rebound, does that kind of usually spread to the rest of your game?
I didn't beat myself up about that one. but this team, Cleveland especially, is just, I think a lot of teams just try to beat us up on the glass and get more possessions than us. And after game one, I had 9 rebounds, but they were just like a soft 9 rebounds, just ball falling in my hand or I'm just in the right spot or uncontested rebounds. So I knew coming in that should be my focus because these guys are so great at getting extra possessions for their team. So, you know, Draymond and JaVale and D. West, the bigs, they do a good job of boxing out. So I want to just come in there, help out as much as I can, and, you know, help us, you know, kind of push the break if we get a rebound.
All right, game four is Friday night here in Cleveland. And all throughout this NBA Finals series, we have several ways for you to hear Warrior Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warrior Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.